Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. David C. Tate, a licensed clinical psychologist and an assistant clinical professor in psychiatry in the Yale School of Medicine, as well as a lecturer in the Yale School of Management. Dr. Tate is co-author of Conscious Accountability, Deepen Connections, Elevate Results. And Dr. Tate, thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, it's a pleasure to be with you today. Thanks for having me.
Well, certainly with great pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So I'd be curious, for starters, what actually led you to write this book, Conscious Accountability? Let's start there.
Yeah, so I was invited to develop some material on accountability for a program here at Yale. And I, in the process of doing that, what I found was that a lot of the models that were existing around accountability kind of were a little bit sterile and lacked what I would consider a more kind of nuanced attention to what really drives people and what really motivates people. And so it really needed more of a kind of a, like a human touch, if you will. And so I worked on creating this model and brought in some of my colleagues to help me with that, Dr. Marianne Panelon and Dr. Darren David. And together we created a different take on accountability that's, a lot more, I would say, you know, humanistic and a little bit different than what you often think of when you think about accountability.
Certainly understand now why you wrote the book, and thanks for some of the background information on that as well. Also, what are key ways conscious accountability differ from, say, the traditional notions of accountability? Talk to us about that.
Sure. So when I think about traditional accountability, I think about it as my grandfather's accountability, who he was kind of a gruff, kind of a stern guy. And, you know, he was so a couple of ways that actually kind of breaks down. First, accountability in the traditional sense is all about results. Did you do the thing or not? Conscious accountability looks at both results, which of course are important, but also relationships. In other words, like, how did we do together as we were, you know, trying to achieve our results? How did our relationships go? Secondly, regular accountability, you know, in a traditional sense, really looks at it as an individual thing. Like, it's up to the individual to be accountable or not. Whereas conscious accountability always looks at accountability as something that's shared between two or more people. So there's something on your side, there's something on my side. And particularly if we're working towards accomplishing something together, accountability is something that we share. And finally, accountability in a traditional sense is often backwards facing. In other words, something happens, you know, something goes wrong, and people ask the question, well, who needs to be held accountable? And that sort of a kind of invites a more blame focus of accountability. Whereas conscious accountability, when we start off something together, invites the question, how are we going to, you know, who's going to be responsible for getting this done? And if something goes wrong, it's who's responsible for making it better? And so the focus there is really about learning, like, how can we learn from whatever goes wrong? And so in the end, you know, traditional accountability is a bit more transactional. It's focused on just like the short term, whereas conscious accountability, we believe, is more transformational because it has a longer term focus that can really transform people as well as, you know, kind of your process and your results.
Certainly do appreciate your feedback there. That is most helpful. Now, why does conscious accountability begin with improving oneself and social awareness? Get into that a little bit.
Yeah, so our take on accountability is that it gets better when you're more aware, right? When you're more conscious. And we can think about consciousness or awareness in a couple of different ways. First, you need to be self-aware. And so, you know, you need to know what it is, you know, that you want, what it is that, you know, your own feelings and thoughts about things, So you can be clear and communicate those things to others. You also need to be aware of other people. I'll give you a little example. So I have I was working with an executive who runs a services firm, and he in the process of working with him in coaching him, we did some 360 work. So he got some feedback from the people he works with, and some of the feedback he got suggested, number one, the way he communicates with them sometimes kind of doesn't land. And it has to do, what we found out was that it had to do with his style of communication. Was he was like a big picture guy, communicated the big picture, but other people really needed to hear exactly the details. And so when he communicated big picture, they would try to deliver for him, but would often miss the mark. So when he was more aware of other people's styles and what they needed from him in communication, the accountability in those relationships got a lot better. So that's what I mean by like awareness can really drive better accountability, both in terms of being aware of yourself and aware of the needs of folks around you.
Dr. Tate, really appreciate your visit with us here today and the insight and information shared. So far today, we're speaking with Dr. David C. Tate, a licensed clinical psychologist and an assistant clinical professor in psychiatry in the Yale School of Medicine, as well as a lecturer in the Yale School of Management. And Dr. Tate is also co-author of Conscious Accountability, Deepen Connections, Elevate Results, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you, Dr. Tate. What practices, mindsets, and strategies encompass the Connect model for conscious accountability?
Okay, so this is where the rubber hits the road. Conscious accountability, as we describe it, sounds good, but the question is, how do you actually bring it to life? How do you actually make it happen? And so in order to help, really provide people with a roadmap about how you, actually create conscious accountability, we created this Connect framework, which is seven practices, everyday practices people can do when working with other people that help them create better accountability. So I'm going to go through it real quick. And you can, obviously folks can learn more if they want to pick up the book. But the first practice is creating clarity, which is really about establishing clear goals and shared expectations. Sounds easy enough, but, it's always challenging, more challenging than we think, to get on the same page with other people. In order to have better conversations through the process of accountability, it's important to open up engagement. And by that, we mean you got to build commitment to the goal, whatever that is, and also create psychological safety where people feel comfortable kind of giving voice to their own thoughts and ideas and perspectives, particularly when challenging conversations need to be had. The third practice is nailing it, which is simply doing what you say you'll do. Again, sounds simple enough, but we all know we live in a very challenging world with a lot of competing commitments and pop-up priorities. So managing to getting things over the finish line, making our words and our actions match. The next practice is called noticing, and that's as we are working to nail it. It's important to pay attention to what's going on within you and around you. Earlier, we talked about that, the importance of self-awareness and social awareness. So this noticing allows us to check in with ourselves and others and course correct if we need to as we're trying to get things done. Now, an important part of accountability surrounds learning about the things we don't see. And part of the ways we do that is by exchanging feedback. Feedback promotes awareness. It also promotes learning. And so it's really vital that we give feedback, we receive feedback, and we ask for feedback from other people. Now, a next practice is claiming it, which is owning the results of what we do, taking ownership, both for successes and sharing those successes with our teams. And, when we have failures, owning those results too and learning from it so we can go to the next practice, which is trying again. That's when we iterate based on what we learned, so we can create a virtuous cycle of continuous improvement. So that's it in a nutshell, Eric.
Awesome information. Really do appreciate the thorough coverage in all regards per your response to that question. Thanks so much. Now, how can we courageously and effectively offer and receive feedback?
Yeah. I think, first of all, we have to, number one, open ourselves up to be a little bit vulnerable. I think feedback conversations are inherently vulnerable, both for people giving feedback. We worry sometimes that we're going to damage a relationship if we give feedback that's too that might be received in the wrong way. So it's a courageous conversation. We have to be willing to be vulnerable ourselves to receive feedback. Sometimes we hear some things that are difficult to hear. But in the end, all of it is in the service of growth. So you gotta hold on to that growth mindset, that no matter where you are, there's always room to grow and improve. And if you can focus on that, it's gonna make those conversations go better.
Totally agree with you there. That is so true. Also tell us, how can we leverage interpersonal connections to make accountability more collaborative?
Yeah, so I think that this is often underutilized. We are social creatures. We need each other. We depend on each other. We rely on each other. But sometimes we also think, I just got to do everything myself. It's part of the reason why I enlisted co-authors to write a book, because it's really helpful to have other people to be accountable to. So many times when we have a goal for ourselves, we will let it go. But when we have someone we are going to be answering to, or we have to say whether we did something or not, we'll go the extra mile to get it done. And so I think I'm a big believer in enlisting accountability partners that really help you stay true to your own agenda. And whether that's a coach, coaches are great at helping provide that supportive accountability, but also, you can enlist people who care about you and who you care about, or who know you, to help you stay true to the things that you want to make sure that you achieve.
Dr. Tate, once again, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. And of course, you are the co-author of the book we've mentioned, Conscious Accountability. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a takeaway or a piece of advice before we conclude today?
Yeah, I think sometimes accountability gets a bad rap. People think about it as either all about business or something that is even mildly threatening or that makes people nervous. The truth is, accountability can be something that's really supportive and actually helps us get better in a positive way and bring us closer together as people. So my hope is that listeners can rethink how they think about accountability and embrace it with a different kind of spirit that's more positive, engaging, and joyful, actually. So that's what I would leave you with.
Certainly appreciate that in conclusion. And again, we thank you so much for what you do and for writing the book, Conscious Accountability. Where can listeners get further details on the book, as well as pick up the book and also information on yourself accordingly?
Sure. I would send folks to our website, which is consciousgrowthpartners.com. Can learn more about us and our practice, as well as information about how to get the book.
And of course, that certainly is easy enough, and we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Tate, all the best. Happy New Year, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. It was great talking with you today.
And certainly was my pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. David C. Tate, a licensed clinical psychologist and an assistant clinical professor in psychiatry in the Yale School of Medicine, as well as a lecturer in the Yale School of Management. Dr. Tate is co-author of Conscious Accountability, Deepen Connections, Elevate Results. And for further details, visit ConsciousGrowthPartners.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.